with his nostalgia for the social order of the 1950s, and Bernie Sanders with a nostalgia for the revolutionary politics of the 1960s.
Former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg calling Sanders a terrible risk for the party.
For just a few days before the first in the South primary on Saturday, and 3 days after the Super Tuesday primary when 14 states vote.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. President Trump holds a news conference on the spread of the coronavirus this evening at 6 Eastern. Meanwhile, the first American soldier to test positive for the virus is quarantined at his home in South Korea. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, it's me. Good segue.
Is that Corona on your breath?
My Corona.
You suggested it. We made it happen. Well, I did get not one but two notes from listeners saying, hey, when are you going to do a parody on the Knack and My Sharona with My Corona? Even though it's not necessarily funny.
I had never thought about that.
Well, I knew that the mics were on when I said that whole dang them civil rights, because that's because I didn't understand.
Yeah, what was he going for?
Pete's statement of radical politics of the 1960s?
This is why I need the ability to play Twitter, because I just came across an awesome... It's a mashup between Pete Buttigieg and our former president. And I'm dying to hear it, but I can't play it.
Hopefully it's a comparison, because what a lot of people say and what I've seen is that apparently they coached him by showing him a lot of Obama videos so that he could have a cadence and a speech pattern and a similarity to the way he spoke.
And say nothing at the same time.
Whoa! Well, except for that part. I haven't heard him do any of that stuff yet.
Who's the one that yelled at the anchor Biden. For Biden? Yeah, I said, well, I'm going to talk.
At least he knew where he was.
Yeah.
Well, they may have had
a sign up.
A flash card for him. Yeah, flash card Joe. That would be his new nickname.
We're here in Charleston, West Virginia. No. No, what we meant by Charleston was South Carolina.
Right on that note at 8:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, mostly cloudy and 49 right now. It's going to be a cloudy day, a breezy day. The winds will pick up as the day goes on. In fact, especially after this Arctic front sweeps through the area, a few spotty showers are possible. I don't think they're going to be widespread at all. Many towns will stay dry, but yeah, could you run into an isolated shower? Sure. Temperatures in the upper 50s for high temperatures today. I think will drop tonight to the 40s this evening. And I think by tomorrow, it's going to be a chilly day, where high temperatures only in the upper 40s tomorrow will fall to about 29 by the first thing on Friday morning. And I think the afternoon... Oh, yeah. Jeez. No. And then... I'm sorry, I'm being recorded right now, so I'm a little self-conscious. Yeah.
How's my hair look?
And then it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend, a dry weekend. Temperatures will be in the 50s, upper 50s on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I think we are dry, but temperatures will be into the mid-60s for a high temperature. Right now, this morning, 49 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, 8:06.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, that Pete Buttigieg Obama comp is on YouTube, but these are all like 6 minutes long. I couldn't take 6 minutes of that.
Yeah.
It is 8:05. We have a... pretty interesting news, the weird story coming up. And I'm also going to stick my neck out here and say it has the potential to be disturbing. Another thing, this is why I'm starting to regret that I even got into TikTok.
You are now TikTok-aholic.
The stuff that happens on TikTok, man, well, I'll tell you.
That teen a little while ago we were seeing.
But I'm actually going to be thinking of somebody today who reached out and said, I had a couple of unfortunate events in life and had a little credit issue with it, but I need to get a car. Yep. Can you reach out to Tip Tames at Jack Ingram? And I said, sure. And she's got a really nice, in fact, I think it's one that I actually test drove over there. It's a 2016 Murano. And, of course, one of the things they do so well and have done for so many at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, regardless of what category you're shopping in, is come up with a financing plan. I didn't know this, but they have over 20 options. So when you find something you get your heart set on, they go to work to get you a loan, and that includes people who have had a credit issue here and there. In fact, one of the fastest ways to rebuild credit that's taken a hit is to get a loan on a vehicle, pay it in a timely fashion. But even better, if you're paying off a loan on a vehicle you really love. And boy, do they have the choices for you at Jack Ingram. In our case, it's the Murano, which is an awesome, awesome SUV. I bought the Rogue, but I would have been just as happy in the Murano. It just happened to come in a color that was friendlier to my my propensity for staining interiors of cars with spills and stuff like that. That really, it kind of did come down to that. And they have choices under $5,000 as well. If you have a new driver in the family or you need a second set of wheels for the car, you want something reliable, but that is in great condition. And they have a Volvo V70, 2004, but it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. Mm-hmm. They find the most amazing machines. Good vehicle histories, that's number one. They don't resell cars that have been in multiple wrecks. The interiors have to be well maintained. I mean, to a high standard, and of course, most importantly, the mechanics go through the engines, and if they find any kind of trouble in there, it doesn't go on the lot. They're just not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. So shop with confidence at any price range, any type of vehicle, and any brand of vehicle at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They will work hard for you. 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird news.
News of the weird.
And this is also disturbing. This is that TikTok thing I mentioned a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, the
An
kid?
Australian teenager posted a TikTok video where he slaps his mother's breast to the beat of Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club. And this is getting not only a lot of play on TikTok and other social media. They're facing each other and wearing jeans. He looks like he's about, what, 16?
Yeah, about 16, 17, somewhere around there.
Now, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I can't in a million years. I've told you the story about Stella Watt. Well, I was still small enough for my mother to hold me in her arms when that happened. But at 16, playing the drums on your mom's chest, I don't know.
That's the part? Okay.
His mother stands there and lets him do this.
Well, she was apparently on board with the idea.
She was. I just watched the video. She didn't really care.
Am I wrong? I'm sorry. I just find that very disturbing.
It's
inappropriate.
It's wrong. I mean, with the respect that you and I grew up with, respecting our parents, that then...
I know.
No, no way.
That's sexual activity between son and mother, and I'm sorry, I just can't get into it. I'm not even going to post it on Facebook.
No.
Those
smacks pretty really anticlimactic after you watch it.
Yeah.
It really is. I just watched the whole thing, 15 seconds worth, and then it's like, boop, done.
Yeah.
And it's just, okay. Kind of anticlimactic on that one.
Maybe they should do a whole album. Maybe he can play her butt and, you know,
you can.
I got a better one I'll show you during a break.
Oh. Well, what an amazing coincidence. We're having a break right now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is now one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody get up. Woo! Everybody get up.
Teenage kid slapping his mom's boobs on TikTok.
How you liking your new TikTok account?
Oh, man. You know what?
You spent hours on it.
I know. I really don't need more social media activity, but boy, it's a gold
mine. TikTok. Wow.
Hey, everybody, let's do a conundrum. We want to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Let's do that.
And here's how you can win it. Just tell us the name of the item. The average person will consume about 20,000 calories of this per year.
Oh.
Do we give a hint? It's cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. Okay. In fact, we even mentioned it earlier this morning.
Oh, boy, that's a big hint.
That's a huge hint.
That's a big hint.
Well, many of those listeners are now at work or otherwise occupied, but what is this item? The average person will consume 20,000 calories per year. 272-9228. Please don't make us drag out the Lawrence Welk or any of the torture music.
That's a pretty big hint. How what would you say is the size of that hint?
About a half gallon.
Oh, gosh. This is like me playing the conundrum game. Here's the answer. Call us with the answer.
Here's the answer.
I don't have time to go with a straight vanilla question today because we still have Warning Maroons.
And Wiley Poundstone is going to be bringing in turtle soup.
Ooh.
Oh, that's today?
That's today. Today.
Today. I used to have...
I've never had any. Have you ever had any?
No. No, I don't want turtle soup.
He says he wants you to try this.
I used to have a whole bunch. Remember Cecil the turtle?
Used to talk like this.
Oh yeah. In the Looney Tunes cartoons.
I used to have a lot of drops by Cecil.
Who's this?
But I stopped using them because they took too long to play.
All right, I think Tiffany wants
this?
In on this conundrum. Hello, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I missed that earlier message, so I'm
going to
say sweet tea.
Oh, sweet tea.
Sweet tea. 20,000 calories a year is not the answer we need.
Oh, shit. Okay, thanks.
You're in our end of the week grand prize
draw. Appreciate it.
JT.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. It's all right.
How are you? Good.
What you think?
Well, hey,
20,000 calories a
very
year.
Very vague.
Well, yeah, I didn't listen this morning either, but I think milk.
Milk. Mmm. Especially you have 4% milk.
Give me milk.
Who's this?
No.
You're in the right part of the store.
Yeah.
Who's this?
How dare he? Jeez. Debbie.
Yes.
Doobskers, what you got?
Hey.
How about ice cream?
Think ice cream.
Average person consumes 20,000 calories of ice cream every year.
You got it.
That's it.
Woo!
We all scream for ice cream.
And a reminder that Bluebell, the best, on sale at food outlets, special this week, $4.64. All flavors in your frozen fruit section at the food outlet. You can get 2 half gallons.
For $10.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, you hang on. While you're waiting, Jay's going to tell you about the menu at the Seafood Bistro so you can start dreaming about what you're going to order.
Oh, Debbie, you're going to enjoy the Seafood Bistro. $10 is going to get, it's going to go a long way to either getting you just anything that, you know, well, something off the appetizer menu here, or at least $10 off of however much you order here, because that's a pretty good deal. You want some king cake? I mean, 'tis the season. Cream cheese or praline, you can get a slice of king cake. It's a really big slice. There's pictures on my Facebook page. Gambino's, by the way, with that $10 gift card. You can get some Creole jambalaya. You can get the po' boy. You can get the mini or the large version of the shrimp po' boy. It's fantastic. Just go to online to theseafoodbistro.com. Now, they open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. And at that point, you can call in the order if you'd like to at 279-7500. You can put in the order online right now, and it'll be ready when they open up. Well, not right when they open up at 11, but yeah, it'll be ready around 11 when they open. You can use the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered in case you can't get by there and enjoy it at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Now, what's this on Clorox wipes? We have been... Is this another thing that says it will eliminate the human coronavirus? How come we never heard of this thing until a month ago, and now it's destroying the stock market, and it's got the whole world in a panic? I don't get it.
I'll tell you what, though.
But here it is on the back of the Clorox wipes. We have those in the studio, don't we?
I think
we do, actually.
Maybe that label is easier to read. In the meantime, we have a leap day coming up on Saturday, and I found all this leap year crap, these great bits.
In a world where the Gregorian calendar must be adjusted in order to coordinate the total number of days it takes for the Earth to revolve around the sun comes Leap Day. 24 extra hours, 1,440 extra minutes, 86,400 extra seconds. There is no escape. Leap Day starts February 29th.
Not that we ever need a good reason to play anything by the Beatles as a group or solo, but we are going to give you an unbelievable example of instant karma coming up in just a moment.
Oh, we don't have those, actually. Oh, we have the instant karma thing, yeah. But what is that? You said those? Clorox wipes?
That's what this is supposedly the back of.
Yeah. Well, this isn't Clorox wipes that we have. This is Member's Mark disinfecting wipes.
Oh.
And then this is Good and Clean.
But it looks like the Clorox label. Yeah, well,
everything looks like
it. It's the same cherry mint green color that Clorox uses.
Of course. Well, that's the point.
But I guess the generic brands don't kill the coronavirus. That's what you get. You buy cheap, you're dead.
News Talk, who's this?
Debbie's waiting for you, too, by the way.
Cliff, what's the first letter of your last name?
Let me see if I can find...
Hang on.
Can you get Beatles stuff on YouTube?
The Beatles, usually not, no. The Beatles, unless it's happened recently, were not a YouTubeable thing. They didn't set an agreement. Oh, it was instant.
You know what it is? That's running at a high speed.
Exactly.
Right. That's how they're getting around it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm only going to play a few seconds of it anyway. It doesn't really... Because I do have something coming up that is certainly maybe one of the better examples of instant karma I've ever seen. And we'll check traffic in a moment at 8:23. You're looking for furniture. It's President's Day still at Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing. A lot of talk about taxes lately. Well, when you buy stuff, if you want to reduce your tax burden, your tax hit, especially when it comes to furniture, go to Kaiser. First of all, their building, which is humble but incredibly functional, is just beyond the 10% tentacles of Montgomery's taxing power. It's 8.25. They're in this amazing 60,000 square foot building that houses, I mean, sometimes furniture places are limited in offering because they don't have the space to show. That's not a problem at Kaiser. They've got everything. If you know what you want to look at and what price range you're shopping in, and by the way, they can line you up for qualified buyers with a Synchrony Bank account, 0% over 18 months. Just an amazing selection of any type and style of furniture you're interested in. We had a great experience purchasing a recliner there, and we got it at under $400 with every bell and whistle we were hoping to get, and you'll like the fact that when they write it up, it's 8.25 sales tax. Free delivery for active and current military at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And I would suggest if you're going to shop and through the end of the month, everything in house is up to 50% off to celebrate President's Day. Up to 50% off. Wear comfortable shoes because there is so much to see at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Cliff's on the phone.
Yeah, this is Cliff. On the turtle soup, do you know if it's snapping turtle soup?
I don't know.
Wiley hasn't arrived yet with our turtle soup to tell us all the info.
If it is snapper turtle soup in South Jersey in the Pine Barrens, it's considered a delicacy. And it tastes a lot like gamey clam chowder.
Ew.
And it's served, though, they usually serve it with a shot of sherry. And then you pour the sherry into the soup to cut the taste of the game in it.
I wish I wouldn't have heard
the phone book.
No, I wish I wouldn't have heard gamey that word before they before I tried it. I wanted to go in unimpeded.
Okay, it's not gamey.
You're only impeded. It's not like getting circumcised.
No.
Well. Cliff, sorry. Have a nice day, guys.
We appreciate it. 8:26.
Well, good morning.
morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We have an accident, I-65 southbound, just past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We're showing a little bit of a backup there. We have a lot of inbound traffic on the 31s into Montgomery still this morning. I-85 southbound at Mount Meigs, we're showing a little bit of a backup there. Plus, Taylor Road is busy and a lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard and East Boulevard around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Use caution wherever you are this morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. It is raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We wish you a happy leap day. We wish you a happy leap day. We wish you a happy leap day. Happens every 4 years. Oh, what will you do on this extra day? You could go out leaping, but that would be weird.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Like the song says, today's good news story is all about karma.
Connor's gonna get you.
It's the polka version.
Knock you right in the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
All right, on to the details of the story. Catherine Kenyon. She's not from Kenya. She's Catherine Kenyon.
Okay.
Getting her PhD at Clemson. Kenyon at Clemson. In South Carolina.
Right.
Earlier this month, she made the local paper after she found somebody's class ring in a parking lot and got it back to them. It turned out they dropped it there 4 years ago. She could relate because her class ring went missing after she left it on a bus in 2017. Guess what? Now that favor's been repaid. 2 weeks after she returned the ring to the previous owner, to the rightful owner.
Right.
A guy she had never met texted her a picture of a ring that he found.
And it was hers?
It was hers.
Oh, my gosh.
And it had nothing to do with the news story featuring her return to the original lost ring. It was just a coincidence. The guy says he just happened to be cleaning out an old bag. Well, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like somebody robbing us. Anyway, he says he was cleaning out an old bag when he spotted the ring. Turns out he had found it 3 years ago. Catherine's name was engraved on it, but he couldn't find her online back then. This time he Googled her name and found her resume with a phone number. And that's how he got in touch. He thinks it's definitely the result of good karma.
My gosh.
I think that's John Lennon singing.
I don't think
either.
So, because they're not on YouTube.
No. So there is your good news at 8:33. Hey, speaking of rings, Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Mm-hmm.
I always regretted. Our family was not poor, but every once in a while there might be something you want. And no, you don't need a class ring. So I never got a Bogan High School class ring, but Brian Jewelry could make me one.
They were expensive.
They were. And here's the thing. You know, because at that time, I think it was $60. And that was a pretty good chunk of money. And we had other stuff we needed for graduation. You had to buy your cap and gown and all that crap. But they really got expensive. I think Janelle's was $600 and some or something like that.
I'm trying to remember that company that made those rings for schools.
Earth Jones.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Earth Jones?
Herf Jones.
Herf?
Yeah. I don't remember what year.
Are they based here?
Yeah. They're out towards, as you're going towards the airport, mm-hmm. you'll pass them.
No kidding.
And I went out there to see them not make the rings, but I think that's where our yearbook was made, but they also make our rings too.
Yeah.
But I think I saw that's where I made the, or where they made
the yearbook.
I
wonder what a yearbook costs these days.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, it's digital now. I have no idea. I don't know.
Version? There's got to be a print version for the shelf, right?
They just print it. Print the digital version.
Our yearbook theme was Snoopy.
Huh?
Our yearbook theme was Snoopy. We actually published a letter of permission from Charles Schulz.
Is that right? So
really?
Congratulations, graduating class of 80.
Ours is supposedly artsy. There are no capital letters in my senior yearbook and some of the stuff.
No capital letters?
It was very avant-garde. Even some pictures are sideways. It was stupid.
That's very recherché. I learned that from the Three Stooges.
Didn't have any influence on it. I was class president, but I didn't have any.
What was it?
It was the yearbook staff.
By the way, charms, you name it, rings too. Brian Jewelry can create them from scratch. That's what a professional jeweler can do. And they have been the jeweler for the preferred community when the preferred community was mere fraction of what it is today. And they've grown right along with it. In fact, their reputation is so solid, people come from Deedsville area all the way down south to Hope Hull and other locations to experience the quality, taste, selection that they offer at Brian Jewelry and their ability to make it from scratch. Huge selection in-house, more than anything, is something you can't put a price tag on, and that's their expertise. Helping a person who needs to get a gift for somebody and has no clue where to start, they ask the probative questions that help define the person that you're shopping for and then come up with suggestions based on that. And if they don't have it, they can create it. You can even build a watch for somebody at Brian Jewelry. Stop by and see Lynn and Kenny and that great team at 1778 East Main. Yes, they were at one time a tiny little shop years ago. Now they are in their own beautiful freestanding building.
News Talk.
Closing in on 70 years of service to Prattville. BrianJewelry.com. Join their club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. How's that turtle soup?
Hey, Wiley, thanks for the turtle soup. This is really, really good stuff. You've brought some interesting things. This is what, the fourth?
We've had caviar.
Caviar. We did
escargot. Limburger cheese.
Yeah.
And now turtle soup.
Turtle soup is really...
Turtle soup is fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, it's very good.
This is really good.
There's something I haven't had in a long time, but we used to eat it a lot as a kid. Maybe you did.
Cooking sherry? Because he brought some of that, too.
Yeah.
Here's another liquid lunch. No, sandwich spread. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It
was pink?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it wasn't bad.
It was okay. I mean, it was in my lunchbox a few times.
Yeah, yeah. And but we never really looked
What is sandwich spread?
Well, it's like, have you ever seen a tube of liver sausage?
No.
Or have you seen ham ground up where people put in mayonnaise, that kind of stuff, ground up like a ham salad? It's like, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of ham salad. That's a good comp.
So it's an all-in-one type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, here, you don't put mayonnaise or mustard or meat. You just spread this on, and there it is.
It comes in a tube like Braunschweiger liver sausage and stuff like that, you know, tightly wrapped. It's about the size. It's about this big.
What is it called again?
Oscar Mayer sandwich spread. And the fun part was you puncture the end of the tube and squeeze it.
Okay. And out would flow.
It didn't flow. It's sort of...
So much is oozed.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like it's the deli version of the jar of peanut butter and jelly mixed together.
I like that. That's
got mayonnaise, sour cream, Dijon mustard, chives, minced onions. Oh, this is just if you wanted to make it at home.
Oh.
That's what it is. That sounds really good.
I don't have time for that.
I may be saving this stuff for lunch today because this is great.
This soup is amazing. It's the best turtle soup I've ever had.
It's got a chili taste to it.
It's really, really good.
A chili aspect. You know what I mean?
Wiley, you just hit the ball right out of the park this time.
Can't wait to find out what we're going to have next.
Yeah, what's next? Eel?
He had mentioned eel.
I do not want to be looking at an eel head in this studio. I do not want pickled eels in the studio. Or downstairs, I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we would never eat here in the studio.
Daryl's on the line.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
That other ring company was Josten, Josten, that makes class rings.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that we dealt with at our school.
Yeah,
you are right.
We had a caller call in and say that Balfour?
No, but we did.
Was another one?
Justin.
Yeah. Justin did. Yeah.
All right, that's all I wanted to tell you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Daryl.
In the tougher high schools, the ring came with a finger still in it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Today is a day of transition as another front moves through the state today. This is an Arctic front. It does have a few showers associated with it, very light showers. Chances of you seeing one are small, but not zero. So a few spotty showers. It will become breezy, a mostly cloudy day. Temperatures will reach the upper 50s, and then later will drop to the 40s by evening, and then 30s overnight. The overnight low temperature 31, but you add in just a little wind tomorrow morning, first thing, you got wind chill factors in the low 20s. Easy. So it's going to be one of those hats and gloves morning. Sunshine, but kind of raw tomorrow. A little breezy. High temperature up to about 49. Then we'll be down to 29, I think, by dawn on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then another shot of somewhat cooler air, just a reinforcing shot, arrives by Friday evening. So Friday night will be cold again and a little brisk on Saturday, not too bad. Mid-60s by Sunday. dry weekend. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 9 miles per hour. That'll pick up as the day goes on. It's 49 at 8:41.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
That's a beautiful sunset pictures yesterday.
Oh,
beautiful
lots.
Morning today.
There was a ton, yeah.
Every time I've gone down, though, the sky has gotten grayer. The temperature's gotten lower.
Leon's getting larger. I knew you were good.
You were going to say something, so.
Are you going to at least take a bite? Just dip the spoon in and take a taste?
Come on.
He brought one for you. He really wanted to. He also brought one for Jack.
Hey, Mikey.
It's not. I mean.
It's keto. I'll smell it before I eat it.
Oh, come on.
It's like chili. Save some for Jack, would you?
It's 8:42.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a couple accidents to tell you about. We had one earlier on I-65 southbound just past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. That one should be out of the way right now, but use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Got a new accident, I-85 southbound on the exit ramp to South Union Street. Use caution. Be aware that that one is also in place there. We've got congested conditions on the boulevard at all the major intersections around the city. Taylor Road. Atlanta Highway still a little bit busy. The 31s are looking pretty good, though, and we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated throughout the day. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery is one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local. Think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannieKingCleans.com and switch to Jannie King, the King of Clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Jannie King, the King of Clean.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Paid for by Republican Women of Shelby County.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
JFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land.
Delta 154, making final approach.
What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway.
So happy together.
Abort landing. The turtles are on the runway. Abort. The turtles are on the runway.
Worth bringing that back just because you guys, you like that turtle soup.
Now, yeah, so this has been an interesting part of our routine now, waiting for Wiley to bring the next thing.
Yeah.
Because if he brings a big tube of sandwich spread, I want to be the one to puncture it.
If he did, though, he would bring homemade sandwich spread is the deal. Like, he made this. He didn't go out and buy turtle soup somewhere. He made this. Popped in with his little chef uniform and everything else. He
doesn't go through the drive-thru at McTurtle's and come
out. No, exactly. McTurtles. And I'm enjoying the experiment of food. I like this whole discovering new tastes that I may like and I may not like. Escargot, I wasn't really a big fan of. The sauce was...
Escargot was really good.
It was.
You didn't like it because it
I didn't like the texture.
Of mushrooms.
Yeah. Let's bring in the Ayatollah Americana Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. At 8:48, our guess what state?
I'm going to say Florida.
Duh. That's right, Florida. 75-year-old John King was at a hospital in New Smyrna Beach for respiratory failure over the weekend.
Okay.
He felt like the nurses were ignoring him, which is kind of a common condition in hospitals. So he decided, I know how to get their attention. He set his bed on fire. That did get the nurses' attention when the 84-year-old guy, who John was sharing the room with, yelled to them, "Hey, the MF-er in here lit his bed on fire. I can't breathe." One of the nurses put out the fire with an extinguisher. Nobody was hurt. The bed was destroyed. The staff caught John trying to escape on the elevator and held him until the cops got there. He was arrested for felony arson and is now getting his attention in a prison hospital bed. Nominee number two from Minnesota, a lady named Jesse Knickerbocker.
All right.
She had been banned from visiting her parents, but ended up going there anyway to their trailer park. And when they said they were calling police, she decided to hide in her dad's gun safe. It's about 5 foot tall, 28 inches wide, 20 inches deep. She didn't think that once the door was closed that she would start running out of air. Her father couldn't get it open, so it took the police 10 minutes to pry the safe open. And she was inside crouching and sweating and was arrested for trespassing.
In the safe.
And then let's go back to Florida, where every year in Tampa they have the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Witnesses said during this year's performance of Men in Kilts, one of the competitors danced around and bent over, revealing no underwear. Video taken at the event shows people covering their eyes or turning away. The festival's general manager, Kathy Parker, released a statement apologizing. Police may or may not arrest the kilt-wearing
it's kind of common over there, over in Scotland, right? If not wearing underwear under the kilts.
I lived there for a long time, and I don't think the law there allows you to wear a kilt with no underwear.
Okay, I got you.
So
House Bill. Never mind. who's it going to be? Is it the lady in the safe? Is it the men in the naked man in the kilts, or is it the felony arson guy?
I like the felony arson guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I was leaning.
I can understand. Yeah, setting your bed on fire is just a tad extreme. So we'll give it to that dude.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Captain John.
Hey, Captain.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I had a little turtle suit story of my own back in 79 when I first went in the Air Force. I was in the Air Nurse Regard Unit in Birmingham at the 117 TAT Recon. And one summer camp, we got on the C-130s, which are the same cargo planes they run out of Maxwell here. They fly overhead all the time.
Yeah.
It was an experience just riding on one of those from here to Central America, Panama Canal. But it was Panama Canal. It was an interesting experience. We had a tour guide down there, you know, in our off times, and we went to a restaurant, and they served turtle soup. It was an exotic taste. It you know, everybody says it tastes like chicken. It didn't. But it was good. I mean, it was really good. But I've got several stories probably don't want to tell them in the United States when I was stationed years later in the Philippines. Because, you know, over there, they, you know, dogs and cats are on the menu.
Oh,
occasionally.
Yeah.
So,
you
know,
Wiley, don't go there.
I'm not going to go. I'll tell you off air one day when I see you one of the events. But turtle soup's really good, and I survived.
I love it. I love it.
The story, Captain John. Thanks, we just don't want Wiley showing up with with a schnauzer between two slices of bread.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every 4 years it comes. Extra day. February the 29th, that can't be right now. Better get a grip, don't fear the leap year. Just an extra.
leap year.
24 more hours.
Don't fear the leap year.
There's more time to play.
Somebody check Joey's forehead, see if he's got ashes.
Through the 28th. But suddenly the calendar goes absolutely.
I'm Catholic too, aren't I? But I've seen...
But you get here before church opens.
Right.
We have all probably had the opportunity to resign a job. And, you know, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Unless you were horribly abused, you really want to leave a good impression behind. Mm-hmm. But I cannot find fault with the police chief of a town called Croydon in New Hampshire where...
Arm remembers.
Arm remembers.
Yeah.
Arm remembers.
Turn the pot on, dummy.
What? A dumbass.
That would be me. Anyway, this tiny town decided they could no longer afford. He was not only the police chief, he was the only police in Croydon, sort of like Andy Taylor in Mayberry. So he was called into a town meeting and told that he would no longer be needed. So he decided to turn in his badge and uniform immediately, stripping them off in front of the town council.
Oh, no.
Walked out into a winter storm in his underwear. And walked to his home wearing only boots, a hat, and his shorts. And then his wife came along and picked him up. He said he was blindsided by the news. I don't blame him. I think that's...
And what state was that in again?
That's justifiable infanticide.
That was in New Hampshire, right?
In New Hampshire, by the way, in case you forgot...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Thank you.
No, I remembered. I'm from New Hampshire.
Quick shout out to our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. What an incredible place.
This is the gold standard.
It is the gold standard. You know, it's been more than a year now since I've been attacked by a mailbox. But I was thinking about, you know.
They just came out of nowhere.
Well, you know, the first mailbox, that one left, that took a divot down the whole side quarter panel.
Right.
So that wasn't just a cosmetic repair.
The first one. That first mailbox.
Yeah, my previous rogue had two mailbox encounters. The second one was when I tried to avoid something galloping down the driveway. And that one, I knocked the side view mirror off the car.
Did you know that that there are concrete poles at Waffle House?
I've heard about that. I know a friend that ran into a concrete
pole. Day after Christmas.
Right, they were discovered recently, from what I understand.
They grow wild. Whatever it is, if you have an encounter with something and your car is cosmetically damaged or punched in really good, the place to fix it is Montgomery Paint and Body, where no stone is left unturned to present you back with a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. That's not just some idle thing they asked me to say. That's the result you can depend on. That's the result that they have been